You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Sairam, dear listeners, greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Life. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I, Raghu, take the pleasure to host this segment for about 90 minutes from now. And as always, I am joined by Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the audio file from the audio console. Well, dear listeners, it's said that there are about 84 lakh species of creatures in this universe. And of those 84 lakh species of creatures, to be born as a human being is the first good fortune. Well, the second good fortune that Swami has told is that to be born as a human being when the Lord of the universe himself took the human form and came down to this earth. And the third good fortune that we all have is to recognize his divinity. That is to know that, yes, God is there in human form in this earth and he is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. That is to be his humble devotees. So dear listeners, we are extremely grateful to Bhagwan Baba who has initiated many, many service projects during his earthly sojourn. Service projects such as the free super specialty hospitals, giving free treatment and care for all the people, and then the free drinking water projects and such service projects. And inspired by these service projects and also what Swami has told about service to humanity, almost all of Bhagwan's devotees, in wherever they are, in whatever capacity they can, undertake some or the other service activities in their places. So in this segment, we try to capture their experiences of being involved in service activities wherever they are and in whatever capacity they can do it. So we have aptly named this segment as Service Love in Action. So today, dear listeners, we will be talking about some of the basics of seva. That is, how do we define seva? What are the benefits of seva? Why seva? How is seva a spiritual activity? In fact, in the previous weeks, if you were there with me, I had brought you conversations with many of the sevadals, many of the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, telling about the various service activities in the various states of India. And in fact, last week, if you are there with me, you will be aware that I had played for you about the wonderful Seva project that Swami had initiated in the year 2010 during his 85th birthday, that is the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. So today, as I said, we will know more about Seva, the word Seva. Why Seva? So as we go on, we will explore and discover more about this. Well, the time right now in our studio is 11:08 a.m. and it's a fine morning here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Has from the last couple of weeks, the weather has been so. Today is 14th of November, and today in India it's celebrated as Children's Day, the birthday of the country's first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. Well, Jawaharlal Nehru was fondly called by kids as Chacha Nehru or Chacha Ji, that is uncle. emphasized the importance of giving love and affection to children whom he saw as the bright future of India. So I wish all the children of India a happy Children's Day. Well, so let's move forward. As I said in the beginning, we'll be talking today about seva. So when Swami asks us to engage in service, what he means that we must do something that will help the poor and the needy. So let us try to understand this in greater detail. So at the very outset, let's listen to a small tiny clip from Bhagwan's divine discourse in which he emphasizes on this topic.
The others also belong to you.
పరులు పాపదలుగా భావిస్తున్నాం మనము.
And we consider the others different from us.
పరులు పరులు కాదు పరమాత్ముడుకునయ్యా.
The others are not so-called others. They are divine.
ఎవరికి మనం సేవ చేసినప్పటికీ పరమాత్మ సేవగానే భావించాలి.
Whosoever you render service, consider that service rendered to God only.
ఈ యొక్క భావం మనం పురికించుకునే నిమిత్తమై ఇన్ని రకములైనటువంటి యొక్క సత్కర్మను మనం ఆచరిస్తున్నాము.
Only to foster that feeling, we undertake so many service activities.
ఈ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అంతా కూడాను ఎవరి నిమిత్తం చేస్తున్నామని మీరు గుర్తించాలి.
You should also know for whose sake you are doing service activity.
మీ నిమిత్తమే మీరు చేస్తున్నారే కానీ పరుల నిమిత్తం కాదనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించి వర్తించాలి.
You should know the fundamental truth that you are serving others for your own sake, not for anybody.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క స్వార్థరహితమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమలో మనం ప్రవేశించి
we should have that selfless love in full.
మనం ప్రపంచంలో మనము తగినటువంటి సేవల లోపల మనం పాల్గొనాలి.
And we should participate in service activities in this world.
Well, for most of us, service normally means feeding the poor, running medical camps and that sort of things. Such service is very important and its value should not be underestimated. In fact, there are many groups engaged in such activities throughout the world. There are people who help the handicapped, people who aid children, people who assist the aged, and so on. Well, when Baba wants us to engage in service, does he want to do this sort of things? So let's know more about it from another tiny clip from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse.
Mirado. కొన్ని విధమైనటువంటి పరోపకారం చేస్తున్నామని భ్రమిస్తున్నారు.
యు ఇమాజిన్ దట్ యు హావ్ బీన్ హెల్పింగ్ అదర్స్.
ఇది కేవలము గొప్ప సేవలు కాదు.
దే ఆర్ నాట్ గ్రేట్ సర్వీస్ ఎనీవే.
ఆ భావములు హృదయం ఏమాత్రం కూడా ప్రవేశించకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
సీ దట్ సచ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఎ ప్లేస్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
అప్పుడే నిజమైన సేవలుగా రూపొందుతాయి.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ విల్ బి ట్రూ సర్వీస్ ఇన్ స్పిరిట్.
సర్వీస్ అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ సర్వీస్?
ఏదో మనం సేవలు చేయటం సర్వీస్ అనుకుంటున్నాము.
వీ థింక్ సమ్ యాక్టివిటీ ఈజ్
సర్వీస్. ది బెస్ట్ వే టు లవ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టు లవ్ ఆల్ సర్వ్ ఆల్.
ది బెస్ట్ వే టు లవ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టు లవ్ ఆల్ సర్వ్ ఆల్.
ప్రేమ చేతనే
మనం వి హావ్ టు డు సర్వీస్ విత్ లవ్.
ఆ ప్రేమ చేతనే మనం ఈ యొక్క పనులు చేయాలి.
వి హావ్ టు డు ఆల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ విత్ లవ్.
అప్పుడే నిజమైనటువంటిది ప్రేమ అనేటువంటి యొక్క పాజిటివ్ లేకుండా ఎన్ని సేవలు చేసినా అవంతా నెగిటివ్ గానే మారుతుంటాయి.
వితౌట్ దిస్ పాజిటివిటీ ఆఫ్ లవ్, however number of services you render.
The fact is, most of the service done by various organizations, NGOs as they call these days, is well intentioned. Further, the service is rendered in a humanitarian spirit. There is absolutely no question that such service has done good to millions all over the world. Keeping that in mind, let us remember that when we do service, Swami wants us to add something unique and extra, which is the spiritual element. That spiritual element is unconditional love. So, dear listeners, as we go on, let's listen to an extract of a talk delivered by a long-standing devotee, Mrs. Geeta Mohan Rao. And in this extract, she narrates a beautiful incident which happened in interview room with a devotee and which shows the importance of love during service.
I'll share one incident because Swami is so particular about service. He wants us to do service with love. Without that, it is useless. It is just an action that we are doing to please other people. This incident happened in 1970. Swami had asked my mother to go to Europe to visit some Sai centers there. There were hardly any Sai centers at that time in Europe. There was one in London. In fact, Swami had written letters to some Sai devotees in Europe so that they would take care of her. And so she would not have any problem with food and other things. He went to Puttaparthi. He called my mother and me along with the other group of people for an interview because she was leaving. And in that interview room, Swami was talking to everybody. And there was one lady in the interview room. And every time Swami sort of paused a little bit, she would say, "Swami, you must come to our town." Swami ignored her first time. Few minutes later, second time, "Swami, you must come to our town." Ignored her. Third time, "Swami, you must come." See, when Swami ignores us so many times, we must get a hint. No. But poor thing, you know, that day, she was going to be the scapegoat for many of us to learn a lesson. We have all been through. I have been scapegoats many times. Today it was her turn. I had seen this happening to myself many times. So I was telling my mother, "Mommy, this lady is digging a hole for herself. You know, she's going to..." My mother is saying, "Keep quiet," because we're in the interview room. So I'm laughing. Says, "You see, there's going to be a problem with this lady." Every few minutes, you know, she's saying, "Swami, come to my town, Swami." So Swami was talking. Suddenly, when she said, "Swami, come to..." She says, "What? Huh? Come to your town. I come to your town. Not only have I come to your town, I come to your house." Now, at least then she should be quiet. She's making the hole wider. She says, "No, Swami, you have not come." How can you tell that to Swami? No, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. "I come to your town." Then he changed the topic, you know. Swami will bait us a little bit. So he said, "How is the seva going on in your city?" "Very nicely, Swami." And in those days, Swami would say that keep aside a handful of rice before you cook and collect the raw rice for a while. Pool the rice together, 2-3 families. Cook something with it and distribute it to the poor people. The reason for doing that every day is, first of all, think about seva every day. Before you eat, think of someone else other than your own family. Put aside a handful. Other thing is that you don't have to go out and suddenly buy 10 kilos of rice. You know, people may not be able to afford it. So put together. So Swami had made that plan. So she said, "Swami, we started with some 10 families. Everybody used to collect the rice. Now the number has increased to 100 families. We are feeding a lot of..." She was the seva coordinator. So she was very proud of that, you know. "We are feeding a lot of people." "Oh," Swami said, "very happy. Santosham, santosham." Then he said, "2 rupees rice or 5 rupees rice?" To get alert, there's something coming. No? 2 rupees rice or... So this lady says, "Oh, different people bring different rice." You cannot escape him like that. He said, "I am not asking about other people. You, what rice are you getting? 2 rupees rice or 5 rupees rice?" She still doesn't want to give him an answer. She said, "Good rice, Swami." Can you? He has thousands of eyes watching. He says, And his face, I can, even to this day, if I close my eyes, I can go back in time to that scene in that room. His whole expression, that smiling, sweet Swami that was joking, changed. Whole expression changed into one of seriousness. He says, "What? For the poor feeding, for the Narayan Seva, 2 rupees rice. For the family, 5 rupees rice. 2 rupees rice is not cleaned. It has still got all the stones and all. That is what you are bringing, is it not? At least then should this lady not be quiet?" Then she says, "No, Swami." He got up from the chair, you know. "You don't believe me? I came to your house 2 years ago and I said, 'Mother, rice.' I was a beggar in front of your gate. And you brought me the rice that you had saved for Narayana Seva. In a red cloth, you tied the rice and you brought it to me. You don't believe me? Wait." He goes in the inner room. He comes out with a red bag of rice in his hand. "Did you not give this rice?" Can you imagine that poor lady? She was sobbing. Of course, he had taught a harsh lesson to her. But there were 17 of us in that room. I don't think any one of us would dare to do service without love in our heart. We would not dare. If you don't feel love, you better not do the service. You stay at home. But don't go and do the service. If you don't see the sai in the person who is receiving that food, he is receiving it, and one day he will not tolerate any kind of harm to come to his devotees.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome back. And that was Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan Baba, narrating an incident which shows the importance that Swami gave for us to do service to humanity. In fact, from this incident, we learn so many things. That is, first thing is that we should do with love service to humanity. The attitude is very, very important. And also the quality of our service. In fact, Swami has given a lot of importance to the quality than quantity. This we can see from his mega projects, that is, projects like Sri Satya Sai, super specialty hospitals, and the educational institutions, all are up to the state of the art, technology. And further in this clip, we learn that Swami always knows everything. Wherever we are, whatever service we are doing in our place, Swami always keeps a watch. In fact, once in the year 1985, during Swami's 60th birthday, Swami had gone to a village near Puttaparthi. That village is called Amegundapalayam, and in that village Swami had given a divine discourse for the students who had accompanied with Swami to that village, and also for the villagers. And in that discourse Swami had told, and I quote, "Veda says that God has thousands of eyes, and India has got thousands of villages, and these villages are my eyes. So dear students, protect my eyes," unquote. So what Swami says is that villages are his eyes, and Swami gives a lot of importance to village service. Swami said Grama Seva is Rama Seva, and Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, that is, service to man is service to God. So, in this segment, Service Love in Action, as always, we talk about the service activities done by Bhagwan's devotees everywhere. And today, we are talking about Seva, service, going back to the roots. So, dear listeners, this is Radio Sai Global Harmonies Asia Stream, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And you are with me, Raghu, in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai. The time right now in our studio is 11:20 a.m. and it's a fine day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. So talking about service, I am reminded of an observation that Bhagwan had made once. Swami had said, and I quote, "Don't think service means taking a broom and sweeping the villages. It does not mean that." He made many qualifications, and one of the things he said which is very important is, if you do your duties in life to the station you are born properly, that is service. If you are a doctor, do your job properly, that is service. If you are a teacher, if you do your job properly, that is service. If you are a bureaucrat and you do your job properly, that is service. If work is to be transformed into worship, it can happen only, as Swami said, do your duty sincerely. There is a point in going out and doing seva when there is no point in going out and doing seva when in your own house you don't serve your children or do not discharge to the best of your capacity your duties to the organization you work for. This is an aspect of service which we should not ignore. It seems once a student in Swami's college was very weak in a particular subject. The first examination results were out. He had not done well and the report went to his father, and the father was naturally worried. His father had a chance to meet Swami, and he expressed his concern to Swami. He said, "Swami, my son is very weak in such and such subject." And Swami said that there is a teacher in that college who is teaching this particular subject. He will take care. There is nothing to worry about. Then the father told his son to go and tell the teacher that this is what Swami has said. So as per Swami's command, the boy approached the teacher and the teacher helped him in his studies, and the boy scored good marks in his next exams. Now, dear listeners, what the teacher was teaching was a pure academic subject, right? There was nothing spiritual about it. Obviously, the attitude with which he was doing that work had caught the attention of Swami, and at an opportune moment, Swami let it be known to that teacher also that he had recognized it. So the teacher just discharged his duty sincerely, and it had become true service to God. So, dear listeners, moving further, let's now listen to few select excerpts of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagavan, where Bhagavan explains the true meaning of helping others and serving the society. This discourse is for about 20 minutes, and this was delivered by Bhagavan on the occasion of summer course in the year
1995.
What is help?
Sahayam rendering help. What's that?
Yet sahayam idi. ఎలాంటి సమయంలో చేయాలి సహాయము?
What time?
ఎవరికి చేయాలి సహాయము?
Whom should you help?
ఎట్లా చేయాలి సహాయం?
How?
ఏ విధంగా మనం అనుభవించాలి సహాయం?
What way you can have it?
ఇది మనము సరిగా అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి.
This we have to understand.
దీనిని పురస్కరించుకునే భాగవతం నందు కూడాను పాత్రనడిగి దానము చేయి అన్నారు.
Basing on this in Bhagavata.
సహాయం కూడాను ఎక్కడంటే అక్కడ ఎవరంటే వారికి చేయకూడదు.
You should not help anybody anywhere, everywhere.
ఈ సహాయం చేయడానికి పూర్వం కూడాను నీవు చింతించాలి.
Before helping, you should think.
ఎవరికి చేస్తున్నాను?
Whom are you helping?
ఎట్టి దానిని సహాయం చేస్తున్నాను?
What sort of help?
ఎట్ట చేస్తున్నాను?
How?
ఈ సహాయం చేత కలిగేటువంటి ఫలితం ఏమిటి?
What is the result when?
అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని చక్కగా మనం విచారణ చేయాలి.
You have to inquire clearly.
మూర్ఖుడి చేతికి కత్తి ఇస్తే అనేక ప్రమాదం సంభవిస్తాయి.
If you give a sword to a foolish man.
పిల్లవాడి చేతికి బంగారు కప్పు ఇస్తే చాలా ప్రమాదం అవుతుంది.
If you give golden cup to a child, his child will be put to danger.
ప్రతి ఒక్క పనికి కూడా నువ్వు ఒక అర్హత కలిగి ఉంటుండాలి.
So everything there should be deservedness.
అర్హత లేనటువంటి యొక్క సహాయం కూడా నువ్వు చాలా ప్రమాదమే చేస్తుంది.
Without deservedness, even the help will lead to a danger.
Help అంటే అందరికీ ఏది పడితే అదింత హెల్ప్ చేయకూడదు మనం.
Help doesn't mean helping in every sort.
ఎటువంటిది హెల్ప్ అనగా నీ హృదయాన్ని కదిలింపజేసేటువంటి దానికి సహాయం చేయాలి.
దట్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ మెల్ట్ అండ్ స్పార్క్
విచార శక్తి లోపల ఇది 10 మందికి దేశానికి మంచిది అనేటువంటి విషయంలో సహాయం చేయాలి.
వెన్ ఇట్స్ అ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ హెల్ప్ టు మెనీ పీపుల్ యూ షుడ్ హెల్ప్.
కేవలం వ్యక్తికి మాత్రమే సంబంధించినటువంటిది కాదు సహాయం.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ ఈనింగ్
సేవ అనగా గుడ్ వర్క్ కాదు.
సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గుడ్ వర్క్.
నేను పనులకు సేవ చేస్తున్నాను అనుకోవటం కూడా సరైనటువంటి పదం కాదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ యూఆర్ సర్వింగ్ అదర్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సర్వింగ్.
నేను పనులకు మంచి చేస్తున్నాను అనుకోవటం కూడా సరైనటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇఫ్ యూ సే యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ గుడ్ టు అదర్స్
గుడ్ వర్క్ కంటే గాడ్ వర్క్ కంటే చాలా సహాయం.
ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ గుడ్ వర్క్ బెటర్ యూ సే గాడ్ వర్క్.
అది నిజమైన సేవ.
దట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ సర్వ్.
ఏది చేసినా గాడ్ వర్క్ గాడ్ వర్క్ గాడ్ వర్క్ అది చేసినప్పుడు అది నిజమైనటువంటి సేవ.
వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ ఈస్ డన్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఎస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్ దట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ సర్వీస్.
నతపాంసి నతీర్థానాం న శాస్త్రాన జపానహి సంసార సాగరోత్తారే సజ్జనం సేవనం వినా. సజ్జనులకు మనం సేవ చేయాలి.
You should help those people, virtuous people.
ఎవరు దుష్టులంతప్పుడు దుర్మార్గంలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నారు?
There are wicked people along the
వాళ్ళకి మనం సహాయం చేయటమా?
Should you help them?
కాదు కాదు. వాడు చేసేటువంటి పని ఏమిటి?
What is they are doing?
వాడు సరైనటువంటి పని చేస్తున్నాడా లేదా?
Are they doing acting
properly? వాడు సరైన పని చేస్తే నీవు సహాయం చేయాలి.
If their actions are proper, help.
ఎవరో ఒకరు ఇంకోరిని పట్టుకుని కొడుతుంటే నీవు వాడికి సహాయం చేయటమా?
When one person is beating the other, are you going to help him?
కొంత సహాయం అనేటువంటిది సరి అయినటువంటి విచారణ చేసి సహాయం చేయాలి.
యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిస్క్రిమినేట్ వైల్ హెల్పింగ్ అదర్.
ఇప్పుడు ఎవరో ఒకరు వస్తుంటారు.
వన్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ కమింగ్.
నాకు డబ్బు కావాలి డబ్బు కావాలి అంటారు.
సేస్ ఐ వాంట్ మనీ.
ఎందుకు నా నీకు డబ్బు అని ప్రశ్నించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ క్వశ్చన్ వై మనీ.
ఆకలి వేస్తుండదు అంటారు.
సేస్ ఐఎమ్ హంగ్రీ.
ఆకలి వేస్తుంటే అన్నం పెట్టు డబ్బు ఇవ్వద్దు.
ఇఫ్ ఈస్ హంగ్రీ ఫీడ్ హిమ్ డోంట్ గివ్ మనీ.
నీవు ఆకలి వేస్తుంది అన్నప్పుడు అన్నం పెట్టు తిను.
వెన్ ఈస్ హంగ్రీ గివ్ హిమ్ ఫుడ్ మేక్ హిమ్.
వాడికి కావలసింది అన్నము
ఫుడ్.
అన్నం వదిలి డబ్బు కావాలనుకోవటం ఏంటిది?
వాట్ ఈస్
అలాంటి వాడికి సాయం చేయకూడదు.
నెవర్ హెల్ప్ సచ్ ఎ వన్.
ఆకలైతే అన్నం పెట్టు.
ఈ సంగ్రీకి అలాగైతే
గుడ్డలు ఇచ్చేసేయి.
ఆర్ గివ్ క్లోత్స్.
రోగం వస్తే మందులు ఇచ్చేసేయి.
గివ్ మెడిసిన్.
కానీ డబ్బులు ఇవ్వకూడదు.
బట్ డోంట్ గివ్ హిమ్ మనీ.
ఈ డబ్బులు ఇవ్వటం వల్ల ఏమి చేస్తుంది? వాడు ఏదో ఇంటికి వెళ్తాడు తాగుతాడు ఒక దుర్వ్యసనంలో మునిగిపోతాడు.
వెన్ యూ గివ్ మనీ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? హి గోస్ హోమ్ అండ్ హి డ్రింక్స్ అండ్ స్పెండ్స్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ వైసెస్.
ఆ విధంగా చేయటం వల్ల నీ సహాయం వానికి చెడ్డదైపోయింది కానీ మంచిది కాలే.
సో యువర్ హెల్ప్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే టర్న్ బ్యాక్.
నీవు హెల్ప్ చేసినట్టు కాదు హర్ట్ చేసినట్టు అయిపోతుంది.
యూ హావ్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ హియర్ యూ హావ్ హర్ట్ హిమ్.
కనుకనే ఈ సహాయంలో కూడాను మనం చక్కని విచారణ చేయాలి.
సో వైల్ హెల్పింగ్ యూ హావ్ టు డిస్క్రిమినేట్ ప్రాపర్లీ.
కనుక ఎవరికి ఏ విధమైన రీతిలో ఎప్పుడు ఎక్కడ ఎట్లా చేయాలి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని ప్రశ్నించుకోవాలి.
యూ హావ్ టు క్వశ్చన్ వేర్ వెన్ హౌ టు హెల్ప్.
ఇది సహాయం సేవ.
దిస్ ఈజ్ సర్వీస్.
సేవ అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈజ్ సర్వీస్?
కేవలం ఎవరికో నేను మాస్టర్ వాడు చేయించుకుంటున్నాడని కాదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ థింక్ దట్ యువర్ మాస్టర్ అదర్ వన్ ఇస్ రెసిపియంట్.
ఒకనొక వ్యక్తి సేవ చేసే నిమిత్తమై ప్రవేశించాడు.
ఎ పర్సన్ కేమ్ దేర్ టు సర్వ్.
నేను దాసుడను.
ఐఎమ్ ది సర్వెంట్.
దాసత్వం లోపల ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యత్వము మరి ఆ నాయకత్వంలో ఉండదు.
ది డివినిటీ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ సర్విట్యూడ్, నాట్ ఇన్ లీడర్షిప్.
మొదలు ప్రార్థించాడు భగవంతుణ్ణి.
హి ప్రేడ్ టు గాడ్.
దసను దాసుడను కావలెనురా, దసను దాసుడను కావలెనురా, దాసులకు సేవనే చేయవలెరా, దాసను దాసుడను కావలెనురా. నేను ఏ విధంగా దాసాను దాసుడు కావాలి.
Let me be servant to the servants.
Servant ku servant ga undali.
I should be servant to the servants.
Anaga emiti?
What does it
mean? Ankaram anagadokkukotame ee sevaku sariyinti yokka gambhiramu.
The aim of service is to be egoless.
Ahankaranga undinatunti vaadu seva cheyaledu.
The one who is egoistic cannot serve.
Seva cheseetunti vaaniki ahankaram undadu.
The one who serves can never be egoistic.
Kanukane ahankarani champukotamlo kuda nu sevalo undinatunti phaltame.
Therefore killing one's own ego is the result of service.
Kanuki ee seva nee ahankarani champi vestundadi.
Because service kills your ego.
Alanti margamlo neevu sevalo prarambhinchu.
So in that way you start serving.
Sevaku minchinatuntidi marokati ledu.
There's nothing else beyond service.
హనుమంతుడు కూడాను లంకలో ప్రవేశించాడు.
హనుమన్ స్టెప్డ్ ఇంటూ లంక.
ఈ వింత కోతిని చూచి లంక రాక్షసులందరూ కూడా ఆశ్చర్యపడుతున్నారు.
ఆల్ డెమన్స్ వర్ వాచింగ్. ఇంతకు
పూర్వం లంకలో కోతులను ఎప్పుడూ వాడు చూడలేదు.
దే హావ్ నాట్ సీన్ మంకీ బిఫోర్.
ఎందుకనగా చుట్టూ సముద్రం ఉంటుండాలి, ఈ సముద్రాన్ని దాటిపోయేటువంటి కోతులు ఎక్కడున్నాయి?
బికాస్ లంక ఇస్ సరౌండెడ్ బై ఓషన్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్, నో మంకీ రీచ్.
ఏనాడు కూడా ఈ కోతిని చూడలేదు.
They never saw any monkey.
అందరూ చూస్తున్నారు ఆశ్చర్యంగా.
They were all
వింత రూపం మనకు కనిపిస్తుంటున్నదని అనుకున్నారు.
They were watching this peculiar mysterious
form. అది వీళ్ళందరినీ చూసి నవ్వుతూ ఉండాలి.
And the monkey started smiling.
ఈ రాక్షసుని చూసి వెక్కిరిస్తుండాలి.
He started making fun of the demons.
అందులో ఒకరు ప్రశ్నించాడు.
One question.
ఎవరు నీవు?
Who are you?
దాసోహం కోసలేంద్రస్య. నేను ఎవరు అనుకుంటున్నారా? నేను గుణవంతుడు బలవంతుడు హనుమంతుడు కాదు, దాసాను దాసుడను. దాసులు రామచంద్రుని యొక్క దాసుడను ఉన్నాడు.
వాట్ ఇస్ ద రిప్లై? హి డజంట్ సే దట్ ఐ యామ్ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్
వర్చ్యూస్ అండ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్. వినయమును ప్రకటించడం చేతనే రామకార్యాన్ని దిగ్విజయం గావిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
హి సెడ్ ఐ యామ్ ది సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ రామచంద్ర, దేర్ఫోర్ హి హస్ మేడ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ద టాస్క్.
రామాజ్ఞను శిరసావహించడానికి మొట్టమొదట మనం సరైనటువంటి యొక్క స్థితిలో నిలచాలి. అహంకార నిర్మూలం కావాలి.
టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ ది కమాండ్ ఆఫ్ రామ వీ షుడ్ కిల్ అవర్ ఈగో.
విధేయతను మనం ప్రకటించాలి.
హ్యూమిలిటీను
ప్రకటించడం మాత్రమే కాదు ఆచరించాలి.
నాట్ మీల్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్, వీ షుడ్ యాక్ట్.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి వినయ విధేయతను మనం నిరూపించినప్పుడే నిజమైనటువంటి దాసులుగా ఉంటాం.
వెన్ యు హావ్ దిస్ హ్యూమిలిటీ,
ఇంతటి గొప్ప విద్యావంతుడను, ఇంతటి గొప్ప శ్రీమంతుడను, ఇంతటి గొప్ప అధికారిని, ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఎంతకాలం ఈ అధికారములు?
యు మే థింక్ దట్ యు ఆర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అథారిటీ అండ్ పొజిషన్, హౌ లాంగ్?
ఇది రిటైర్డ్ అయిపోయేటువంటి సమయం.
ఇస్ ఇట్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ రిటైర్మెంట్?
సంపద చూస్తామా అంటే
ద వెల్త్
మంచు మించినట్టుగా ఉంచుతుంది, తక్షణమే చీకటి ప్రారంభమవుతుంది.
ఇట్ జస్ట్ డిసపియర్స్ లైక్ ఎ లైట్.
కారే రాజులు రాజ్యమును కలుగరే, గర్భోన్నతిని పొందరి వారేది?
Don't you have kings that rule the kingdoms? What happened to them?
ఎంతమంది రాజులు ఏలారు ఈ రాజ్యాన్ని?
So many kings rule
ఏరి వారందరూ.
What happened to them?
ఎక్కడ పోయారు?
Where are they?
ఏ నాటికి సిరి సంపద ఉండేటువంటివి కాదు.
దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ వెల్త్ విత్ దెమ్.
కానీ
బట్
సద్గుణం మాత్రం శాశ్వతంగా ఉంటుంటారు.
బట్ దేర్ వర్చ్యూస్ క్వాలిటీస్ రిమైన్ పర్మనెంట్.
అంబరీషుడు పోయి ఎంత కాలమైంది?
అంబరీష
అతని కీర్తి ప్రపత్తులంతా ఈనాటి కూడా జగత్ వ్యాప్తిగా వెలుగుతుంటాయి.
బట్ హిస్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్ రిమైన్ నౌ షైనింగ్.
సద్గుణములను మనం పెంచుకున్నప్పుడు శాశ్వతమైనటువంటి కీర్తిని పొందుతాం.
సో వెన్ వీ డెవలప్ వర్చ్యూస్ విల్ హావ్ పర్మనెంట్ రెప్యుటేషన్.
హెల్ప్ అనేటువంటి పదములకు ఎన్నో అర్థములు ఉంటున్నాయి.
ద వర్డ్ హెల్ప్ హ్యాస్ సో మెనీ మీనింగ్స్.
అన్నింటికి మనం హెల్ప్ 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 అని ఉపయోగించుకోకూడదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ యూజ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ హెల్ప్.
ఈ హెల్ప్ అనేటువంటిది
ది హెల్ప్
ఈ సమాజం నందే కాక
నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ సొసైటీ,
థాట్స్ ఎందే కాక,
నాట్ ఓన్లీ థాట్
ప్రవర్తన ఎందే కాక,
ఇన్ యాక్షన్
దృష్టి ఎందే కాక,
నాట్ ఓన్లీ లుక్
శ్రవణం అందే కాక, చేతులు ఎందు కూడా ఈ యొక్క హెల్ప్ ను మనం ప్రయోగించాలి.
యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో హెల్ప్ విత్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్.
ఎలాంటి హెల్ప్?
వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ హెల్ప్?
త్రికరణ శుద్ధితో చేసేటువంటి హెల్ప్. హెల్ప్
దట్ వాట్ యు డూ విత్ ది ప్యూరిటీ ఇస్ ద రియల్ హెల్ప్.
ప్రేమ చేత,
విత్ లవ్,
దయచేత,
కంపాషన్,
సానుభూతి చేత,
సింపతి,
మన చేతిని ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్.
ఒకనొక సమయం లోపల,
ఎట్ వన్ టైమ్,
ఒక వృద్ధురాలు,
an old lady,
మహాత్యాగురాలు,
one of sacrifice,
ఆమె చీకటి పడిన తక్షణమే, అది వర్షాకాలము, చల్లగా గాలి వీస్తుండేటువంటి సమయము.
ఇట్ వాజ్ డార్క్, ఇట్ వాజ్ రెయినీ టైమ్, దేర్ ఇస్ కూల్ బ్రీజ్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్.
ఒక చిన్న బండి లోపల కొన్ని రగ్గులంతా వేసుకునేది, అందరూ నిద్రపోయిన తర్వాత తను ప్రతి ఒక్క రోడ్డులోన ప్రయాణం చేస్తూ పోయేది.
He used to bring the cart load of rugs and used to go by, pass by the street every day.
ఆ ఫుట్పాత్ పైన పండుకునేటువంటి వాడు చలిగా చాలా ఒణుకుతూ ఉండేటువంటి వాడు.
He finds so many people lying on along the footpath shivering.
చూచేది, ఒక్కొక్క రగ్గు వాడిపైన వేసేది, వెళ్ళిపోతుండేది. తను కూడా చూచలేదు ఎవరిని.
Watching the shivering people there along the footpath, he used to distribute the rugs to them.
ఆ విధంగా చలిగా ఉడుకుతున్నటువంటి వారి పైన ఆ రగ్గులు కప్పేది, తాను వెళ్లిపోతుండేది.
దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ కుడ్ బేర్ దిస్
క్రమక్రమేణ కూడా ఊర్లో ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రజలకంతా తెలిసింది.
దిస్ ఈస్ నోన్ టు పీపుల్ దేర్ ఇన్ దట్ టౌన్.
కేవలము ఎంత అహంకారరహితంగా చేస్తుందా అది.
ఇట్స్ అన్ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఈగోలెస్నెస్.
ఇది కేవలం ఫలాపేక్షతో చేసేటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ డన్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్.
నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక హృదయం కరిగి చేస్తుండాలి ఈ యొక్క వృద్ధురాలు.
షీ హాస్ డన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హర్ హార్ట్ మెల్ట్.
ఈమెకంటే హెల్ప్ చేసేటువంటి వారి జగత్తులు ఎవరున్నారు అనుకుని ఊర్లో టాక్ అంతా బయలుదేరింది.
హోల్ పీపుల్ టాక్డ్ అరౌండ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ ఎల్స్.
ఆ విధంగా మాట్లాడేటువంటి సమయం చూసుకుని ఆమె బజార్లో పోవాలంటే ముసుగు వేసుకుని తల కిందికి ఉంచుకుని పోయేటువంటిది.
అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడీ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ హర్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ప్రైజ్, షీ యూజ్డ్ టు మూవ్ అబౌట్ విత్ ద వెయిల్ ఆన్ హర్.
ఒక విద్యార్థి ఎదురేగాడు.
ఏ స్టూడెంట్ కేమ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్.
అమ్మా, మీరు ఇంత ఉపకారమైన పనులు చేస్తున్నారే, మీరు ఎందుకు తల ఎత్తి తిరగటం లేదు, తల ఉంచుకుని పోతున్నారే అని ప్రశ్నించాడు.
ఏ స్టూడెంట్ ఆస్ ఓ గ్రాండ్ మదర్, వెన్ యూఆర్ సర్వింగ్ ఎ లాట్, వై డోంట్ యూ హోల్డ్ యువర్ హెడ్ హై.
నాయన హెల్ప్, ఎవరికి నేనేమి చేయటం లేదే.
షీ సెడ్, వాట్ హెల్ప్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ హెల్పింగ్ ఎనీబడీ.
అయ్యో, చలికి బాధపడేటువంటి వారికి ఇంతకుముందు రగ్గులు కప్పిపోతున్నావు కదా అని అడిగాడు.
ఆర్ నాట్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ ది రగ్స్ టు దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ కుడ్ నాట్ బేర్ దిస్ కోల్డ్.
నాయన, భగవంతుడు ఎన్నో చేస్తున్నాడు. మానవునికి రెండు చేతులు ఇచ్చాడు. ఈ రెండు చేతులు నిండుకు పని చేయమని చెప్పి చెప్పాడు. కానీ నేను చేసేది ఒక చేతితోనే చేస్తున్నాను. ఇంకా భగవంతుడు ఇచ్చినటువంటి రెండు చేతులతో కూడా చేయలేకపోతున్నాను. నేను ఎట్ట తలెత్తుకుని తిరిగేది? ఇది నాకు చాలా అవమానంగా ఉంటుండాలన్నాడు.
She said, God is doing a lot. He has given two hands, but I am only helping with one hand. I am not doing with the other hand.
రెండు చేతులతో నేను దానం చేసినప్పుడు అప్పుడు నేను తలెత్తుకుని తిరగచ్చు.
If I serve with both the hands, I can hold my head high.
కాని ఇంకా ఒక చేతితోనే చేస్తున్నాను నాయన.
I am serving with one hand.
కానీ భగవంతుడు ఇంకా నాకు ప్రసాదించలేదు.
But God has not conferred
me. రెండు చేతులతో కూడా ఈ సేవ చేసేటువంటి అనుగ్రహానికి ఏనాడు ప్రసాదిస్తా, అప్పుడే నేను ఆనందంగా తిరుగుతాను.
That day when I receive his grace such that I can serve with both
the
hands.
దానం ఉండి కూడాను దానం చేయనటువంటి ఒక మూర్ఖులు ఎంతమంది లేరు జగత్తులో.
There are people who have lot but yet they don't serve.
ఏదైనా బజారుకు పోతే,
when you go to bazaar,
నోట్ చేతిలో చెవులో జోబులో పెట్టుకుని పోరు.
They don't go to the market with currency in their pocket.
జోబులో పెట్టుకుని పోతారు.
They take only small change.
అయితే ఏదో రెండు పైసాలు ఇచ్చి పంపిస్తాడు.
They send only paisas. They small change.
చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
a small example.
మొన్న బొంబాయికి వెళ్ళాం మేము.
The other few days back, Bhagwan visited Bombay.
బొంబాయి నుంచి ఏదో ఒక సిటీకి పోవాల్సి వచ్చింది ఒక కార్యక్రమంలో.
Bhagwan was to participate in a meeting there in the city.
Akkada oka signal stop untundi.
There is a signal post there.
Akkada red light vachesapudiki car nilchavostundi.
Because the red light there,
ee car nilchetapudiki bichigaalanta rendu prakriya kuda vacharu.
When the car stopped, the beggar surrounded the car.
Nen cheppanu Indulasha వారికి ఏమైనా ఇచ్చేసి పాపం చిన్న బిడ్డను ఎత్తుకుని వచ్చింది అన్నాను.
భగవాన్ సెడ్, ఇందులాస గివ్ ది,
నాకు జోబు లేదు, నాకు డబ్బు లేదు.
He said, I have no pocket, I have no money.
నీవు ఇవ్వమని చెప్పని చెప్పాను.
He said, you give money.
ఆయన ఒక రూపాయి తీసుకుని ఒకరికి ఇచ్చాడు.
He gave 1 rupee to one.
ఆ బిచ్చగాడు ఏం చెప్తున్నాడు తెలుసా?
Do you know what that beggar said?
సార్, ఈ రూపాయికి రొట్టె కూడా రాదు, నీవే తీసుకో అని కార్లోకి పారేశాడు.
He said, with this rupee, I don't get the bread. Better you keep it yourself.
ఈ నాటి బిచ్చగాళ్ళు రూపాయి నోట్లు 5 రూపాయల నోట్లు కూడా ఒప్పుకోవటం లేదు. అలాంటి పరిస్థితిలో కాసులు వేసుకుని పోతే దానం చేసినట్టు అవుతుందా? అది కూడా కొంతమంది చెల్లని కాసులు వేసుకుని పోతుంటారు.
Beggars today, they don't accept 1 rupee or 5 rupee note. How do you expect them to
అది కాదు మనం చేయవలసినటువంటిది. మనం ఈ ధనం ఎక్కడ నుంచి సంపాదించాం?
వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ గాట్ ఆల్ దిస్ మనీ?
కూలివారు అనగా వర్కర్స్, మధ్య క్లాస్ వాళ్ళు, వీళ్ళందరూ మనకు సహాయం చేయడం వల్లనే మనం ఇంత ధనం సంపాదిస్తూ వచ్చాం.
యూ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ వెల్త్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద లేబర్ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ క్లాస్.
ఒక పెద్ద ఇండస్ట్రీస్ వాడు ఉంటాడు,
ఇండస్ట్రీ
దగ్గర దండిగా డబ్బు ఉంటాడు,
లాట్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్.
ఎక్కడ నుంచి వచ్చింది?
వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ?
ఆ వర్కర్స్, ఆ యొక్క మిడిల్ క్లాస్ పీపుల్స్, ఈ యొక్క ఆఫీసర్స్, వీళ్ళందరూ సహకారం లేకుండా ఇతని ఇంత డబ్బును ఎట్లా ప్రోగు చేసుకున్నాడు?
ఇండస్ట్రియలిస్ట్ కెనాట్ ఎర్న్ మనీ వితౌట్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ద లేబర్, ద మిడిల్ క్లాస్.
వీళ్ళ నుంచి నేను ఈ ధనమును పొందగలిగినాను. వారికి తగినటువంటి త్యాగం చేయాలి, వారికి తగినటువంటి ఉపకారం చేయాలి, వారికి తగినటువంటి అనుకూలం చేయాలి.
As you received money from them, you have to help them, you have to serve them, provide conveniences.
లేదు, నేను ధనవంతుడని గర్వపడుతున్నాడే కానీ కించిట్టైన కూడా త్యాగం లేదు ఈ కలియుగంలో.
You are egoistic because of your wealth, you don't sacrifice.
దీనిని పురస్కరించుకునియే నా కర్మణ నా ప్రజా ధనేన త్యాగేనైకి అమృతత్వ మానసు, త్యాగం చేయాలని చెప్పారు.
Therefore it is said you must sacrifice.
నీలో ఎంత ఉందో నీకు ఉన్నించుకుని నీకు కావలసినంత ఉంచుకో, తర్వాత ఇతరులకు దానం చేయి.
కీప్ ఇట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ది ఎక్స్టెంట్ నీడెడ్, రెస్ట్ యూ షేర్.
ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క మానవుని యొక్క తన యొక్క సహజం.
దిస్ షుడ్ బి ది నేచురల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్.
హస్తస్య భూషణం దానం.
ఇస్ ఓన్లీ జ్యువెల్ టు ద హ్యాండ్ ఇస్ చారిటీ.
సత్యం కంఠస్య భూషణం.
ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ట్రూత్ జ్యువెల్ టు ది టంగ్.
శ్రోత్రం కంఠస్య ధర్మం.
ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ద జ్యువెల్ టు ది ఇయర్ ఇస్ ద సెక్రెట్ టెక్స్ట్.
భూషణం కై కిం కరోతి భూషణం.
What else?
దీనికంటే మించినటువంటిది ఏమిటి ఉండాలి?
Do you find any other jewelry?
మనకు కావలసినటువంటి అలంకారం ఏమిటి?
What is that we need?
నగల అలంకారము కాదు కాదు, సత్యమే గొంతునకు అలంకారం.
Is only truth that is the jewel to this throat.
త్యాగమే దానమే చేతికి అలంకారం.
Is only charity that is the jewel to the hand.
చెవులకు అలంకారం వజ్రాల కమ్మలు కాదు.
The ornament to the ear is not the ear.
Dharmamu bhagavat namamunu shravanam cheyatame chevuluku alankaram.
Listening to the God's name is the decoration.
Ee minchina alankaram manaki em kavali?
What else you need?
Idi nijamainatundi yokka tyagamu.
This is true sacrifice.
Kashi lopala
there in Benares
oka vidyarthi,
there was a student.
Papa ekkada udyogam chikkaledu.
He couldn't get job anywhere.
Kani municipality vaadi daggariki poyinadu.
But he approached municipality authority. Vaadu
chepparu.
They said,
nayana neeku ekkada udyogam chikkadu.
You don't get any job.
కానీ నీవు ఇష్టపడితే ఈ మున్సిపల్ లైట్ అంతా ఉంటుందా చూడండి, ఎలక్ట్రిక్ లైట్ కాదు, ఇంతకు పూర్వం ఏదో ఒక డబ్బాలో పెట్టి దాన్ని అందించేటువంటి తైలపు దీపాలు.
ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ దేర్ వాస్ నో ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ దెన్, దేర్ వాస్ ఓన్లీ ఆయిల్ ల్యాంప్స్ దెన్.
ఆ యొక్క ల్యాంటర్స్ ముట్టించేటువంటి పని లోపల నీవు ఉద్యోగం చిక్కుతుంది, అంతకంటే పెద్ద నీకు చిక్కదన్నారు.
ఇఫ్ యూ జస్ట్ లైట్ దిస్ ఆయిల్ ల్యాంప్స్ దట్స్ ఎనఫ్, దట్ ఇస్ ద జాబ్ దట్ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్.
ఏదైనా సరే నేను చేస్తానన్నాడు పాప.
He said, I will do any other job.
సరే సాయంకాలం పోయేది, ఆ దీపాన్ని తుడిచేది, ముట్టించేది, ఈ విధంగా దారిలో ఉన్నటువంటి లైట్ అంతే ముట్టించి వచ్చాడు.
ఎవ్రీ ఈవినింగ్ హీ విల్ క్లీన్ ద చిమ్నీ, ద గ్లాస్ అరౌండ్ అండ్ లైట్ ది ఆయిల్ ల్యాంప్ ఎవ్రీ.
ఆ తుడిచే సమయంలో ఏమి, స్వామి ఇది నీ సేవని, రామా ఇది నీ సేవని, రామా ఇది నీ సేవని అని ఎంత బాగా తుడిస్తే అంత రామసేవ బాగా చేసినట్టు అవుతుందని దాన్ని క్లీన్ గా తుడిచేటువంటి వాడు.
యాజ్ హీ వాస్ క్లీనింగ్ ద చిమ్నీ గ్లాస్ హీ వాస్ రిపీటింగ్ రామా దిస్ ఇస్ యువర్ సర్వీస్ సో హీ ఇస్ టు రిపీట్ ఇట్ అండ్ క్లీన్ ఇట్ పర్ఫెక్ట్లీ.
ఈ విధంగా చేస్తుంటే మిగిలినటువంటి బజారులో లేనటువంటి ఒక లైట్ ఇతను పెట్టేటువంటి లైట్ అంత ప్రకాశవంతమంగా వెలిగింది.
యాజ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ సో అండ్ రిపీటెడ్ క్లీనింగ్ చిమ్నీ రిపీటింగ్ గాడ్స్ నేమ్ ద స్ట్రీట్ హ్యాస్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ లైట్.
వాళ్ళంతా దీన్ని చక్కగా గుర్తించారు.
ద మున్సిపల్ అథారిటీస్ రికగ్నైజ్.
ఆ విద్యార్థిని పిలిచి
హి కాల్డ్ ద స్టూడెంట్.
నాయన నీ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి హృదయం ఏ విధంగా ప్రకాశిస్తుందో ఈ లైట్ కూడా ఆ విధంగా ప్రకాశిస్తుందా.
జస్ట్ యాజ్ యువర్ సీక్రెట్ హార్ట్ ఇస్ షైనింగ్ సో
ఎవరూ దాన్ని వాచ్ చేయనక్కర్లేదు.
నో వన్ నీడ్ టు వాచ్.
తానే తాను చేస్తున్నాడు తన ఆత్మతృప్తి.
యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్
దట్ ఈస్ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
ఆత్మతృప్తిగా చేస్తున్నాడు.
యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్
ఫర్ తృప్తి కోసం చేయటం లేదు,
నాట్ ఫర్ అదర్స్.
ఆ విధంగా సేవ చేసినటువంటి విద్యార్థులు లోకంలో ఎంతమందో ఉంటుంటారు.
దర్ మెనీ స్టూడెంట్స్ హూ సర్వ్ లైక్.
కానీ ఈనాడు సేవ అనేటువంటి ఆడంబరము.
బట్ టుడే సర్వీస్ ఇస్ పాంప్.
మరొక చేతికి తీసుకుంటారు, రోడ్డు ఊడుస్తున్నామంటే ఏ ఫోటో తీసుకో.
They take a broomstick and start sweeping, take a photograph.
సేవకు ఫోటో తీసుకోవాలి.
As they serve, they want photograph.
ఇది ఆడంబరమైనటువంటి సేవ కానీ
ఆత్మానందమైనటువంటి యొక్క సేవ కాదు.
ఇట్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిబిషనిజం అండ్ పాంప్.
ఆనందాన్ని అందించేటువంటిది సేవ.
దట్ షుడ్ గివ్ యూ హ్యాపీనెస్.
ఉత్సాహాన్ని ప్రబలింపచేసేటువంటిది సేవ.
ఇట్ షుడ్ ఎంకరేజ్ యూ.
తనను తాను మరిపించేటువంటిది సేవ.
అండ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ మేక్ యూ ఫర్గెట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఇలాంటి సేవలో మనం పాల్గొనాలి.
వీ హాడ్ పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్ సచ్ సర్వీస్.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
భాగవతమునందు
ఇన్ భాగవతం
ఇలాంటి పరిపూర్ణమైనటువంటి హృదయం కలిగినటువంటి యొక్క పరమ భక్తులు అనేక మంది ఉంటున్నారు.
దేర్ ఆర్ గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ విత్ సచ్ ఎ హార్ట్.
ఈ భక్తుల యొక్క చిత్తమును చక్కగా మీరు గుర్తించి
రికగ్నైజ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది డివోటీ.
దీన్ని ఆదర్శప్రాయులుగా మనం విశ్వసించి
ఫాలో దేర్ ఐడియల్.
అలాంటి దీనిని మనం అనుసరించడం చాలా అవసరము.
ఇట్స్ మోస్ట్ ఎసెన్షియల్ టు ఫాలో ది స్టెప్స్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ డివోటీస్.
ఇది కలికాలం అని పేరు మాత్రమే కానీ ఇది కలహకాలం.
వీ కాల్ ఇట్ దిస్ ఇస్ కలి ఏజ్.
కలహయుగము. చిన్న చిన్న దానికంత కలహాలు అవుతుంది.
ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ స్మాల్ థింగ్ వీ ఫైట్.
ఈ కలహయుగము లోపల, ఈ కల్మష యుగము లోపల నిర్మలమైనటువంటి యొక్క చిత్తమును మీరు అభివృద్ధి పరచుకుని సమాజ సేవలో పాల్గొనాలి.
ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ అండ్ ఫైట్ వీ షుడ్ డెవలప్ యువర్ హార్ట్ అండ్ పార్టిసిపేట్.
నా దేశానికి నేను చేస్తున్నాను.
ఐ డూ వాట్ ఐ.
ఎవరికో కాదు,
నాట్ ఫర్
నా దైవ సేవ నేను చేస్తున్నాను.
ఐ సర్వ్ మై
గాడ్. ఎవరి ఎందు చూచినా కానీ దైవం ఒక్కడే.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
సర్వభూతాంతరాత్మ.
గాడ్ ఈజ్ వన్.
భావంతో మనం పనిచేయాలి.
వీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దట్ ఫీలింగ్ అండ్ వర్క్.
ఇలాంటి సేవాభావము విద్యార్థుల్లో వచ్చినప్పుడు అహంకారము చల్లగా దిగిపోతుంది.
When students develop that spirit of service, they will be free from ego.
దైవ చింతన చేస్తూ,
thinking of God,
సమాజ సేవలో పాల్గొన్నప్పుడు,
serving society,
దేశమే ఎంతో పవిత్రంగా ప్రకటిస్తుంది, ప్రకాశిస్తుంది.
The country will progress and will shine.
Sairam, dear listeners, this is Radio Sai Global Harmonies Asia Stream, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And you're with me, Raghu, in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, speaking to you live from Prashant Nilayam, the abode of ultimate peace, the spiritual capital of the universe. Well, what you just now heard were select excerpts from a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba, where Bhagwan explained the true meaning of helping others and serving the society. The discourse was delivered on the occasion of summer course on 22nd May in the year 1995. Well, when I was listening to the select excerpts, what caught my attention was the service attitude of Hanuman. As Swami said in this excerpt, that when Hanuman went to Lanka and he wanted to introduce himself, he introduced himself as Dasoham Kausalendrasya, that is, he is the servant of Lord Rama. Well, that shows the humility that Hanuman had. He was a great valor of great strength, but he never said that I am so and so, but he said I am just a humble servant of Lord Rama. In fact, when I was listening to this, I just got reminded of another episode from the epic Ramayana about Hanuman. It seems the occasion was after the coronation of Lord Rama as the king of Ayodhya, and Sita and other three brothers of Lord Rama were assigning the different duties that has to be performed to the Lord among themselves. So what they thought is they excluded Hanuman. And they thought that Hanuman had already got many empty number of opportunities to serve the Lord, so let's give him some rest. And so they excluded Hanuman and they prepared an exhaustive list of various duties that has to be performed to the Lord throughout the day, and they gave this list to the Lord in presence of Hanuman. Well, Hanuman was slightly feeling bad that he was excluded. Then Rama went through the list and he smiled and told Hanuman that, Hanuman, I am sorry, you are not included in this list. Then Hanuman prayed to Lord to read the list aloud in front of him. And Rama read the list. Then Hanuman saw that one duty was not assigned to anyone. That is, snapping fingers when one yawns. In fact, it was believed that when one yawns, the fingers have to be snapped in front of the mouth to ward off evil. Hanuman said that since Rama was an emperor, he should not be allowed to do it himself, as it had to be done only by a servant. And so saying, he pleaded to the Lord to grant him the opportunity to be that servant, and Rama agreed. So you see, dear listeners, it came to be at the greatest piece of fortune for Hanuman, as the task entailed Hanuman's constant attendance on his master. After all, how could anyone predict when one would yawn, right? So, and since he had to be ready with a snap, as soon as the yawn was on, it meant that Hanuman could not be away even for a minute, nor could he relax for a moment. So you see, dear listeners, his love and sincerity to be of service to his Lord Rama had gotten him the best out of the otherwise a disappointing announcement. So this episode, I just got reminded when I was listening to what Bhagwan was saying about Hanuman. So dear listeners, in this segment today, as I said in the beginning, we are discussing about the basics and the roots of seva. That is, what is seva? Why is seva? What are the benefits of seva? Why involve ourselves in service activities? How to involve? Is it always necessary to go to a village and do grama seva, or go for a medical camp, or attend bhajans? Does this mean seva? What is seva actually? What does seva actually mean? So, to know more about it, just yesterday, Brother Bishu from Team Radio Sai had a very inspiring conversation with Mr. V.S.R. Murthy. And this conversation brings out many aspects about seva, that is, service to humanity. In fact, this conversation was for about 1.5 hours long, but right now I've got another 45 minutes in this segment. So, I'll be playing for you the first part of this conversation today, and the second part of the conversation will be played next Thursday. Well, before I play for you the conversation, just let me give a brief introduction about V.S.R. Murthy, sir. Sir is known for his brilliant eloquence, especially in the Telugu language, and he has delivered hundreds of talks all over India and abroad. He is a guest speaker at various TV channels and the All India Radio, where he expounds on science and spirituality. He is an academic council member of Institute of Scientific Research on the Vedas, established in 2005 in Hyderabad, India. He has authored 12 books on Indian spirituality, deliberating on the philosophy of Adi Shankara to our beloved Bhagavan, and on various other spiritual masters. In fact, he has been a long-standing devotee who came to Swami way back in the year 1962. So it's almost half a century of association with Bhagwan. He gave a keynote address during the inauguration of the Radio Sai studio in Tirupati in the year 2012. Again, he gave a brilliant presentation during the inauguration of our new studio in Shivam, Hyderabad last year. So, you see, he has been actively involved with the Telugu stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony from its inception. So, dear listeners, as I said, Brother Bishu from Radio Sai had a conversation with V.S.R. Murthy, sir, and this conversation is very inspiring, bringing out many insights and inner views on seva. So let's listen to the first part of this conversation, and next part of this conversation, that is second part of this conversation, will be played next Thursday, and this conversation will go on for another 45 minutes, and after the first part of this conversation, Brothers Arvind and Prem will take you through the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Afternoon Satsang. So placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off for today. In fact, I sign off a little early, and at 12:30 or 12:35, Brother Prem and Arvind will join you with Afternoon Satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Mr. V.S.R. Murthy, sir, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, Bishriji.
Just last evening, someone sent me a link. It was a small video, actually a commercial, rather a promotional video, and of 3 minutes duration. But what it conveyed in that 3 minutes, I wonder if 3-hour long films also sometimes convey that so powerfully or not.
True.
It is very effective. The scene opens in a busy marketplace. The setting, as I can guess, is perhaps a semi-urban or rural area in Indonesia, Bali, that kind of a milieu. And it opens with an elderly woman, a shop owner, spanking a little child and saying, "Why are you taking these medicines? Why are you taking these medicines?" And this little one, he is just keeping his head down, completely bent. And he says, "You know what is going to happen if you just steal medicines like this?" And suddenly, another shop owner, who is a small restaurant owner, that middle-aged person comes. And he watches the scene and he sees this little fellow who's put his head down and he doesn't know how to react. And that lady is reprimanding her black and blue. And so this person, he feels something and he says, "Were you taking this medicines home?" And this fellow just slightly nods. And he asks, "Is your mother sick?" And this boy again nods slightly. Then this middle-aged person calls out to his little girl, who also helps him in the restaurant, and tells something in their language, and she returns with a veg cutlet and two buns. So he puts that buns and the veg cutlet into that packet which already had medicines, and he gives it to this little boy, and he tells the medicine owner, "You don't worry about it, I'll look after it." And this boy, the moment he gets it, he grabs it and he runs. You know, he has got it now. Now so no one should change their mind.
Right.
He runs. And the scene ends there. The next scene, 30 years later, this middle-aged person has now become an elderly person, and as he is busy in his restaurant offering tea, etc., suddenly he gets a massive stroke and he collapses. And this little girl, now a young lady, she takes her father immediately to the hospital, and father is in ICU, and you can see that this young lady is so crestfallen, so depressed, her whole world has collapsed. From her eyes you can see that she loves her father so much, and now she's constantly talking to the doctors, and there doesn't seem to be any solution, because you can make out that the doctor is telling, not exactly the doctor, but the other professionals in between. They're saying, if you want this operation to be done, you know, this is the amount that is needed, and etc., etc. And she really doesn't know what to do, because it's beyond their reach to afford such an operation. And father is in ICU, and she's absolutely clueless. Perhaps if she doesn't have the money, they will not do the surgery, and that's it. And then she gets a message that the doctor apparently said, "Let's get the operation done. We can worry about it later." And so her father is wheeled into the theater, and the operation is over. And then finally a bill comes to this young lady, and that bill says, "Operation this much, medicines this much, patient care this much, stay in the hospital this much, etc., etc. Total this much. Amount due, zero. Paid in full with one veg cutlet and two buns."
Wonderful, understood.
It really was such a refreshing feeling when I saw that 3-minute video. And you know, these are films which really make you think, which contemplate on what is giving and what is service, who can serve, how to serve, why should we serve, is service charity, is service compassion, is only sweeping the house of a poor beggar the service, is meditation service, can bhajans be service, what exactly service, is sympathy service, is empathy service, what is service and what is not. So I just thought it would be very nice if we take some time on and discuss, because this is something which I think everyone would like to engage in, but these questions continuously keep cropping up. Should I go to office and work, or should I go and serve in the leper home? Is that service? If I'm staying at home and helping my mom, is that service? Or should I go and attend bhajans? Is that service? Should I miss bhajans? If I miss bhajans and be at home and do something,
is it service?
Is it service? What is service and what is not? So I thought if you can take some, the next, I don't know, half an hour, 1 hour, if we can deliberate on this, it would really be very enlightening for us and then for everyone who is onto this path.
It's wonderful to talk about service, which is very dear to our beloved Swami. This particular advent, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai has come into this world and had a sojourn of 86 years on this planet Earth, not only to teach or preach about service, but he has opened the new vistas where service can be an action. A love in action is service, according to Swami. Why I refer to Swami quite extensively is there is no avatar comparable to Bhagavan who has demonstrated the service aspect. People spoke about transformations. People spoke about liberation, salvation. People spoke about charity, giving and taking, taking and getting, getting and forgetting, so many aspects. But with Swami, it is entirely different. He has given a great thrust to the seva, the word. Vishwaji, this is like this. Seva is not service. There is no equivalent word in English for seva. Seva is a Sanskrit word.
Yes.
The real equivalent meaning for seva is bhavana. Thoughts emanate from brain. Thoughts which are impregnated or tainted with so many aspects, they emanate from the mind and brain both. But bhavana emanates, bhavana means a feeling, a real genuine feeling, a feeling of concern, a compassion, as you were asking about, talking about sympathy, empathy and so many things, but no place for apathy there. That emanate from the heart. That is a source and that is a seat of our knowledge, our seat of our the real self and all. When they emanate from the heart, that is called bhavana. Bhavana is entirely a positive feeling, a positive outlook, positive attitude, positive strength. So when everything is positive, and we call it the bhavana, if it is translated into action in any direction that may deem fit or unfit, whatever, it is called seva. Before diving deep inside into the sea of the subject, I would like to remember beautiful words by Bhagavan. He defined seva in unequivocal terms very beautifully. He summarized, serving own is mundane. Serving the known is humane. Serving the unknown is divine. When you serve the own, it's your duty, fundamental, primordial duty to serve your own kith and kin and people who are related to you through blood. You have some friends and you serve them at the time of their need and all, and it's called humane. You don't know anybody, you have no connection with him, You are not sure whether you would meet him again in this particular life, yet you will be serving. The person who receives will remember, the person who serves here forgets. I think this is the highest state of service, which Swami was all the time telling and preaching to all of us. So,
this is what is nishkama.
Nishkama.
Nishkama seva, selfless service.
Even there won't be any sense of feeling that he is indulging in activity, but he does. He does with great precision, concern, compassion, and sympathy, and so many other aspects.
If we take the story that I narrated, I felt at that moment that elderly man who giving those medicines to that boy and adding that, you know, some more food and buns was an act of absolute selfless service. He didn't know whether he's ever going to see the little boy again in his life.
Right. Indeed. Yeah, so many aspects. So, when you want to really serve people, the very purpose of human life is to be always useful for others. That is paropakaraya. Idam shariram. Shariram means not only the body. It is the body, mind, soul component. All three put together. It is a confluence. That the very manifestation of these three aspects constitute one human body. And the human body should be always useful to the other man or to the world at large. So as Vivekananda also said, you know, stretch out. Stretch your hands out into the society. Come out of the meditation, the amount of inner power, inner energy that gets concentrated should be flown down the lane so that whatever you accrue during the state of meditation should reach out to the man who is always there to receive, not one, but millions and trillions of people, not only in India, in fact, entirely on the globe. So, when we come to the service, the bhavana, as we are talking about, who will get these bhavanas? There must be some preparation. Is it the preparation of willingness, a desire, a want, an intention, a concern? What is that? It is all. It is not one. It is a combination of all. You take any incident in life where service is rendered, all these components will guide the particular situation, and your action may be instantaneous and it may be momentary, or it may last for several months and years, but the undercurrent is your concern.
Can you give an example?
Yeah.
A real life story if you have seen any in your life.
So many, hundreds of stories. See, every day we go for work, every day. The same car, the same road, the same driver, the same walls on either side, compound walls, being pasted with so many wall posters. We read them, and read them. Yet, there will be also, along with this, there will be a fixture, which is constant, which is not changing for several years. And it is there. Why I call it it? I am not referring whether it is she or he. It represents the need. It represents the poverty. It represents helplessness. It represents aspirations. It represents love for life. And it still sits along the roadside helplessly, always awaiting for some help from some quarters. So while I was going to my office, to my factory, a number of times, almost every day, I used to see this man, entirely covered with a white cloth. In the initial stage, I didn't know that he was a leprosy patient. I didn't know about it. He can't stretch his hands because all his fingers are eaten away. But he always looks forward. He knows my car number. He knows the color of my car. When car comes, he is sure that I am there in the car. And he is also sure, so it has become such a habitual incident. He is sure that I will stop at him. I get down, offer some food and go. Even he cannot receive the food through his hands, because he has no hands, no palms. He will keep the bowl ready, so that I will gently put inside. Suddenly I found, one day, the place vacant. The food packet which I was carrying, I had to carry home back. My wife asked me, what happened? I don't know, I didn't find him there. I'll inquire. Today I didn't have time to know what exactly happened to that gentleman. She said, okay, there will be several people. There may be somebody sitting in the same place. Next day, without my getting into any act of inquiry, he was sitting there. The same story, the same scene, the same action, the same food was given, the fresh food. But the inquisitiveness I had in my mind, I could not resist. When I was putting the food in the bowl, I asked him one question. What happened to you yesterday? Yesterday I was not well. I had some stomach ache. I was suffering. It was indeed a suffering. Your car, I don't know. Even if you bring that food, I cannot eat. So I was praying God for some medicine. Some medicine. But who will give me medicine? Some people give me money. Some people give me food. Some people give me clothes. Some people give me a shawl, because it is winter. But nobody will think that this man also needs some medicine. So when somebody was trying to give me some money, I said, I'm suffering, there is some pain in the stomach, lower abdomen. Can you get me some medicine? That gentleman put me in an auto, took me to a doctor. He got me examined. I was not permitted inside. The doctor came out. He examined me, gave me some medicines. Yesterday night I slept. Today morning I am free from that problem and I am very hungry. Then he stopped. Sir, you come regularly. You give me food continuously. And I have been receiving it. But now my body tells I need medicines too. Can you bring me some medicines or take me to some doctor if required? It is a new thrust, new dimension. Serving monotonously, serving in the same form or format, what we call, is indeed monotonous to the giver and taker too. We have to understand the need of the other person and serve. That should be the fundamental aspect of service. What is the need? Hunger, thirst, then pain in the body, pain in the mind, pain in the feelings. Above all, there is a sense of neglect by the society. Then who will take care? These questions were, they were lingering in my mind till I reached my factory. But that day, I resolved personally. Swami has given me one person here, a classic case, where I can be of great service to him in toto. It is not food alone. We always think I have been giving him food, he is safe. No, it's not that. So, afterwards, I got him some clothes, some new clothes, because in service, we should not give the worn clothes or torn clothes or whatever, or used clothes. Then I gave him a pair of clothes, medicines. Then I engaged a doctor who is sympathetic towards such patients. Incidentally, he is also Swami's devotee, so he used to come to the roadside and give some prescription and also medicines free. So this is how the service, we can't indeed define, say this is service. Service is an instant reaction that emanates from the mind or from the heart, where you can take care of the need of the other man. It can be anything. Once, I remember, Swami was telling about the 14 lokas. 13 lokas he defined in the body. Suddenly he said, the 14th loka is in this world. What is that? He said it is called the Kimpurusha loka. Kimpurusha loka, Kimpurusha means sparsha. That is called touch. See, I gave him food, I gave him clothes, I gave him medicines, I must have given some money too. I must have taken full care. But did I touch him? I didn't touch. Had I touched him in the very first instance, I think these things would have been not indeed necessary for the man, because that sense of neglect by the society we have to address. That is the best service according to Bhagavan. So service is definable in many, many, many ways. It's multidimensional.
Absolutely. Two, three thoughts come to my mind as you mentioned this, because one aspect which comes out very forcefully is sensitivity. And I will narrate one instance of how Bhagwan taught this aspect of sensitivity. This was in an interview room. It happened many years ago, and Mr. Rangarajan, who is currently the controller of examinations, he narrated this in a talk in front of Bhagwan. It was his first interview, and Bhagwan had a group of young devotees, and he was also fortunate to be part of that session. And since it was his first encounter with Bhagwan at such close quarters, he was in awe of Bhagwan, and you know, so absorbed and all the time amazed seeing Bhagwan interact, seeing Bhagwan create something, and seeing Bhagwan, you know, lovingly talk to these youngsters, etc. So the interview was getting over, and then Swami reached out for the bag of vibhuti, which Swami always had on the windowsill.
Right.
So Swami took that vibhuti bag, and Swami looked at Rangarajan, sir. But no, sir was so lost looking at Bhagwan, so it didn't strike him anything. Swami started serving, but the moment Swami was about to serve, one young devotee in the group, he just got up and he told Swami, may I hold the bag? So Swami gave him the opportunity, and then Swami looked at Rangarajan sir and said, see, did you see?
This need.
And then Swami served vibhuti. And you know, he was saying, he came out of the interview room and you know, he was feeling so terrible. He was so enamored and you know, lost that there was such a beautiful opportunity to serve Bhagwan. And you know, he had stopped being sensitive to what he could do for Bhagwan at that point in time. And that was a really something very disappointing. I thought, and he is constantly praying, Swami, Swami, give me one more opportunity and I will definitely do it. I will not miss this chance. Please give me one more chance. And fortunately for him, Swami called him the next day also. Again, there was a group, and sir was there, and after Swami was interacted with that group, and it was time for the session to close, or so it appeared. And so Rangarajan sir, now he was just waiting, you know, I have to just grab that bag
basket.
I should not miss it today before anyone else. So he, as he sensed, okay, this is now the session is going to end, you know. So even before Bhagwan said something, he went into the bag. And Swami is like, hurry, what are you doing? But you know, Swami is very happy, because you know, it is a feeling that, you know, like a mother, I feel so happy that the child has learned the lesson.
Yes.
So Swami was very happy actually. So Swami gave him the bag, and you know, so Swami, as he held the bag, Swami started distributing vibhuti to the group. As he was doing this, Swami now looked at one more youth in the group and said, see, did you see? So that is how the cycle goes on. But I feel it is a very beautiful example. Swami teaching through his life that how sensitive we should be wherever. This was an example where he was teaching, but when we saw Bhagwan do this, there have been so many instances. And what comes to my mind very freshly is this Orissa episode where in 2008 the floods happened, and when it was reported to Bhagwan that Swami, thousands of people are marooned and this flood is so devastating, that the first question Swami asked is there not anyone there who can help? Then Swami, yes, there are people and there are many businessmen there, because because Orissa is known for its minerals. You have a lot of rich people who are setting up industries there. And Swami said, are they not doing anything? They are taking the resources of the state, but are they not doing anything? So everybody was silent. And Swami said, no, then I want to build houses for them. And then that evening itself, Swami in the Pune, in Sai Kulanthal, made that announcement that I'm going to build 1,000 houses. It doesn't matter how much it costs. And Swami, in fact, sold one of his bungalows in Kodaikanal, in Sai Shruti, and there's one more bungalow, the hilltop bungalow. I think that is the highest point in Kodaikanal, very beautiful place, actually. Swami used to go visit there, but he just sold that house because he wanted to create houses for another 1,000 people. I felt that was, you cannot have a more sterling example of sensitivity, because I felt that was sort of summed up how sensitive we should be. And I'll just add one more thing. I have read the book Many Life, Many Mansions. Many Mansions. Mm. Many Mansions. It's a book by Edgar Cayce where he talks about reincarnation and past life, people who have memories of past lives through past life regression and all that. And one thing that comes out very forcefully through his analysis is this. People take birth again and again because they have to learn something. There is something that you have to overcome. There is something that you have to sort of conquer. One trait. It could be anger. It could be anything. And that is the reason why you are born. Because you have to grow. And you will grow only when you are confronted with all the situations. Until you grow, the situations will keep coming. Be it greed, be it anything. Life will not leave you unless you overcome that. But he says, once that soul or that mind, whatever, realizes that he is not here for itself, but for others. When that thing is firmly established, that I am not for myself, I am only for others, then birth stops. Rebirth stops.
It's after all, the human birth is to learn. It's a continuous process, incessant process, a perennial process till he achieves that full stop. It is to learn and also unlearn what he has already learnt. So there will be some scope for any individual to learn and learn and learn, only finally to unlearn. Unlearning is real knowledge, and that is a wisdom. Learning is a process. It is only a physical activity or a mental game. So the service is unlearning. When you consciously do it, there is a possibility of the service activity turning into vanity. When you do it with less consciousness but tremendous amount of awareness, these two are different. When you do it with awareness, it is a charity of service or whatever. If you do it with the conscious, or does it consciously, it is vanity. Swami always says, no service activity should be a vanity. It should not show off your physical, metaphysical, mental, and economic strengths to the world. World doesn't need all that. World is not carried away by figures. You may quote any number of figures, they don't mean anything. Have you reached out to the needy or not? Are you sensible and sensitive to a particular situation or not? It is not enough if one is sensible, one should be sensitive too. These two, a combo, that should reflect in any service activity. So we plan, we design, we tailor so many activities and say we served 1 lakh people, we served 50,000 houses, we gave collections to 75,000 last year, and this year it has gone to 1,50,000. You want to say charity is not reaching out to the real needy? One. Is it increasing day by day? Are you not geared up to the situation? So many questions will be thrown at us. So the best thing is, what we call in simple terms, strengthen the epicenters. The nearest is the epicenter. Distant is not epicenter. The closest epicenter, which is approachable and accessible, you focus on that. Try to understand and analyze. Consciously can begin to do it, but with awareness do you do it. This is the sum of service according to my perception of Swami's philosophy.
Yeah, you mentioned service should not be show service.
True.
Swami used to always say that it should not be a demonstration.
Correct.
In fact, in one discourse, Swami narrated a very beautiful story. Swami said there was this rich man who wanted to donate fans for a school meant for underprivileged people. So the fans were brought, but he wanted that, you know, people should know that he is the donor. That is very important. So what is the most prominent place where you can actually put his name so that, you know, the moment people look at the fan, they can know that it is Mr. So-and-so, yes, who has donated the fan. So he said, you know, my name should be there on the blades of the fan. On the three blades of the fan, his name was there, very prominent. And he went back very satisfied. And he went to all the classrooms and he was very happy. And then when the power came, the fan started. And once the fan started, he saw that actually once the fan rotates, no one can actually read his name. So that was not something that he had wished.
His purpose is not served.
Served. So ultimately he gave a direction that the fans can be there.
But not to be on.
They should not be on. Because if it's on, people can't read his name.
Mm.
I mean, that is what, you know, that is a very humorous incident Swami narrated, but I think that is what, that shows the attitude of what happens to a service, how defunct it becomes once there is that tinge of selfishness, that aggrandizement, that show off, as we call. You know, that is what perhaps, I mean, through a very simple example Swami gave us, I mean, it's a very symbolic example,
exactly.
But I think when we look at many service activities today in the world, many times you see that ultimately though there is a very beautiful vision and there's plenty of resources, but very little reaches, it becomes sort of meaningless because there are these attitudes which have sort of ruined the whole activity.
So there is an undercurrent of mental cheating too in this. People indulge in activity. Suppose they spend about 10,000 rupees on a particular service activity. But the amount of money that they spend on canvassing for this is 20,000 rupees. So is it service? Not at all. Swami says you do it, that's all. You do it without any canvassing. Transmit, that's very important. Transmit the love, the innate feelings, bhavanas, the seva aspect, the divine persona which is already within you, it should radiate, it should reach out to the people through some action. Of all the actions, as I mentioned earlier, the touch is the ultimate. It is not fundamental, it is final. Touch, suppose we keep visiting hospitals, no? Service activity. Touch the patient. Just don't give away the packet of fruits or bread and butter. No, it's not that. Touch him. That gives him confidence. Oh, that's called what we call the aspect of want. We are wanted by the world. That's why world is coming to me. So I must get back quickly. I must recover very fast. And indulge in similar or same activities as my brothers or sisters are doing. So that will invigorate, that will in fact glorify, propel the inner feelings to get into the act of service, I think that service Swami was always talking about. It's distribution of things is one. There is only a kind. Do it with the kindness. That is sympathy.
Yeah, absolutely. And what comes to mind is one conversation that the head of the Department of Cardiology serving in Swami's hospital in Bangalore had with Swami in an interview room. I think this was sometime in 2008-2009. Swami gave an opportunity for all the doctors and a few other staff members of an interview. And this doctor actually at that time was relatively new. He was a very competent physician and he joined as the head of the Department of Cardiology. But coming from other backgrounds, he had his own way of dealing with patients. That day, Swami looked at him very keenly and he asked him, his name is Dr. Chandrasekhar, he still is the HOD, do you have everything in the hospital to look after the patient? He said, yes, Swami. He said, do you have all the equipments and infrastructure? Do you need anything for cardiology? CTVS actually, cardiac surgery. He said, no, Swami, we are actually well equipped. There is no problem. Then Swami said, then when the patient comes, you know what you should do? You should look the patient in the eye. And as you mentioned, you know, you should speak to him in a manner that he is your own kith and kin. Swami said, if you do this, more than half his problems will be solved. See, all the patients who come to this hospital, they're all very poor patients. They have nowhere to go. All they need first is that love. Swami said, all I want is when patients come, please look into their eyes and speak. And he says that just one interaction with Swami changed his perspective so much. He said, earlier I have worked in so many other hospitals. Earlier, I used to always think of the patient as an intruder. You know, a patient has come, so what does he want? Okay, so what are your symptoms? Okay, you know, you give your stuff. Okay, fine, that's done. Okay. So he told, I never actually had that kind of a feeling earlier. This has changed my perspective of patient care of so much. He says, now when I go for my morning rounds, 8 in the morning to see all the patients, believe me, it is no more a patient round. For me, now it is a darshan round.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So as you are saying, you know, if you can look into the eye of the patient and touch the patient, you know, you just one loving pat, one, that itself will, and I believe this is so much true because, you know, Swami has told so many times, 99% of our diseases arise in the mind. I mean, once you are mentally, spiritually healed, you know, body will heal by itself. Anyway, that's a different topic altogether. But I think this aspect of feeling for the other, I think how intensely you feel, I think that intensity is also...
Feeling alone is a healing, no?
Absolutely.
That's what Swami always said. Mm. Feel for others.
Mm.
Feel for yourself or for the self is very fundamental. We feel for ourselves. But feeling for others with whom you have either a contact or no contact is a much higher plane. There you will be very, very sensible because the inner characteristics of an individual, they surface. And when they are translated into action, the other man is benefited. And the other man is redeemed of all the difficulties that he is undergoing or the challenges that he is facing in life. Or deficiencies he is suffering from, or excesses that he is suffering from, all will come to one line and one level of operation where one can maintain that state of equilibrium and equipoise. So the service is definitely a beautiful external expression of our inner internal culture. And it is an elevation of our mind level. That's very, very important. Otherwise, service is not a mere physical activity. Not at all.
In fact, a very beautiful quotation of Bhagavan comes to mind. Swami once said, "The fruit of faith is prayer. The fruit of prayer is love. And the fruit of love is service."
Fruit of love is service. Swami said the fourth dimension. No?
Yes.
The fruit of faith, fruit of feeling, a prayer, is a fruit of faith. Faith, practice, practice, feeling. Feeling, then finally what we get out of all this. It is like describing a tree from root to fruit. That what Swami said. So it is a combination of all aspects. And that's why we always say service is a multi-dimensional activity. Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, at this point, I would like you to narrate some very sterling examples of service that you have seen in your life. Because it is one thing to talk about it as a philosophy, but I think only when we see that in action and done by people who are living with us, people like you and me, people whom we interact with every day, you know, only then it really sends that powerful inspiration. Only then it really motivates you to feel, okay, if he can do it, why not I? Why can't I do it? I mean, I know of so many of my classmates who have made that resolve.
Welcome back, dear listeners. What you were listening was part one of conversation which was between Mr. V.S.R. Murthy and Bishop Pushti of Radio Sai. And next week will be the part two. Raghu will be here again as part of his service Love in Action segment, playing you the second part of that riveting discourse discussion. And as the time is 12:30, this is Prem from Team Radio Sai with Arvind joining you for this week's afternoon satsang. But having had that heavy discussion, we would like to give you a short break by playing for you a little song. And at the other end of the song, Arvind is here with me and I will be joining him to take you through this week's afternoon satsang.
Kurivilchinavu gaa పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు, పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు, పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు, కనులలోన పొంగిను కరుణాజల పాదము, మనసులోన పోచను మమతాజల జాతము. గ్రామాలో నగరాల్లో కొండల్లో కోనల్లో, గ్రామాల్లో నగరాల్లో కొండల్లో కోనల్లో, అడుగగనే ఎల్లరకు ఇచ్చినావు రాగునీరు, అందరిపై అనుగ్రహము అపారముగా కురిపించి జాలి చూపి జగమునేలు చుండువు, జాలి చూపి జగమునేలు చుండువు, జాలి చూపి జగమునేలుచుండు, కనులలోన పొంగెను కరుణా జలపాతము, మనసులోన పోచెను మమతా జలజాతము.